When the world was young and the first people roamed the land freely, Raven had a beautiful singing voice. Anytime there was a celebration or gathering, Raven would sing one of the old songs. His singing could unbind the emotions of the old and young alike. All who listened would tell Raven how beautiful his voice was. Raven was always pleased to hear how much people liked his voice. Now Coyote would always sing too, just after Raven. Coyote's voice was by no means good, but Coyote was able to make up song after song. He could make up silly songs, heroic songs, sad songs, and funny songs. Everyone would ask Coyote to sing again and again. Coyote would usually sing throughout the night, until the sun was high again in the sky. Some people say that the moon would set a little later, and the sun would rise a little earlier, just to hear Coyote's songs. Now this made Raven jealous.
Why do I only get to sing one song, but people ask Coyote to sing song after song? His voice is not beautiful like mine. In fact, his voice is worse than a chorus of frogs and cats combined. Just because he can make up songs is no reason to have him sing them. My songs are the old songs. They are as beautiful as my voice. Coyote could never do them justice.
Raven decided that he must do something. He thought that if Coyote did not show up to a gathering, then he could not sing. After thinking long and hard, Raven hatched a plan. On the morning of the next gathering, Raven flew over the forest looking for Coyote, and when he saw him, Raven came flapping down.
"Greetings, my friend Coyote. How are you this day?"
"Oh, I am well, my good friend Raven. How does this day find you?"
"Well indeed, well indeed. I have been looking all over for you."
"Well, you have? Why, is something wrong?"
"No, no, not at all. In fact, I have a present for you."
"A present? For me? It's not my birthday. Is it a special day that I have forgotten?"
"No, Coyote, it is a normal day."
"Well, you are truly a good friend to give me a present on a normal day. What is it?"
"Here."
And with that, Raven took a rock out from under his wing and put it in Coyote's paw. Coyote looked at the rock for a long time.
"A rock. You have given me a rock. Even though there are hundreds of rocks lying on the ground, you went out of your way to bring me an ordinary rock from far away. I truly don't know what to say."
"It is not an ordinary rock, silly Coyote. It is a magic rock. Can't you tell?"
Coyote looked at the rock again in his paw.
"Oh, a magic rock. Well, of course I can tell. I didn't realize you could tell, also. I was just playing a joke on you, that's all. Why, of course, anyone could see this is a magic rock. Yes, I can see it plainly."
"It has such a beautiful glow, does it not?"
"Oh, yes, yes, such a beautiful glow, such a lovely, color."
"So red."
"Oh, yes, red, such a beautiful red glow. Thank you for giving me this magic rock."
Coyote stared at the rock a bit longer.
So what kind of magic does this rock do?"
"It's a wishing rock."
"A wishing rock?"
"Yes, a wishing rock."
"Wonderful. So how does it work?"
"Well, you simply close your eyes and make a wish. Then you spin around 30 times really fast. Throw the rock as high as you can into the air. And if it hits the ground before anything else, your wish comes true."
"Does it really work?"
"Well, of course it does. Why, just yesterday, I had been thinking that it had been too dry lately. So I wished for rain."
"Wow. It rained all day yesterday. This is a powerful rock."
"Oh, yes, it is. Now I must be off. I will see you at the gathering tonight."
"Oh, yes, I will be there."
With that, Raven flew off into the air. But when Coyote was not looking, he came back and perched in a high tree, hiding behind the branches. Coyote wondered what he should wish for. He had wanted a new flute to play, but maybe that was too small to use a wish on. He did have to clean up his house, and wishing for it to be clean would save him lots of time. Then his stomach started to grumble. He was getting hungry.
Food is often hard to come by, and I am hungry quite a bit. I think I will wish for a large banquet of food. Then I will not have to worry about eating for today, and maybe not even tomorrow."
Coyote liked this idea, so he closed his eyes and made a wish.
Then he spun around as fast as he could. He started to get dizzy and lost his count about how many times he had spun around after he had reached 5. Coyote just decided to spin a bit more and hope the magic still worked. Then he threw the rock high into the air. Now Raven had been watching closely, and as soon as Coyote started spinning, he flew out of his tree. When Coyote threw up the rock, Raven grabbed it in his claws. Then, after careful aim, he dropped the rock on Coyote's head. Coyote was knocked out and fell to the ground. That night at the gathering, Raven sang a song, and everyone told him how beautiful it was. Then, when Coyote did not appear, they asked Raven to sing another song. And Raven sang song after song all night long. It was delightful for Raven. He would think about it over and over again for weeks. The next morning, Raven looked for Coyote. He found Coyote sitting near his home, holding his head.
"Good morning, my friend Coyote. I missed you last night. Is everything all right?"
Coyote was too embarrassed to say that he had knocked himself out with the rock. So he said, "Oh, yes, yes, everything is fine. I used the magic rock to wish for food, and it made so much that I got a bellyache eating it all. I decided to stay home last night instead."
"Oh, well, you were missed, my friend. Perhaps next time."
With that, Raven said goodbye and flew off, chuckling to himself. Time went by, and soon a new gathering arrived. Raven tried to think of a new plan to keep Coyote away so that he could sing all night long again. As he flew around the forest, he came across a dead badger. This gave Raven an idea. He took the dead badger and placed it in an old hollow log. Then he found Black Bear and had Black Bear carry the log to the top of a hill. Next, Raven went looking for Coyote.
"Hello, my friend Coyote."
"Oh, good day, Raven. How are you?"
"I am fine, but I'm in a bit of a predicament."
"Oh, and what would that be, my friend?"
"I have found a dead badger, and it would make an excellent meal, but it's too much for me to eat alone, and I would hate for it to go to waste."
Coyote's stomach started to rumble a bit. "Say no more, dear Raven. I will help you out of your predicament. After all, what are friends for?"
"Oh, thank you, Coyote. Just follow me."
And with that, Raven took to wing and Coyote followed close behind, licking his lips all the way. Raven alighted on the hollow log and waited for Coyote to join him.
"I hope it's not much farther, Raven. I need to rest a moment."
"Oh, it's not far. It's right here, in this hollow log."
"In the log? Well, how did you ever find it?"
"Oh, I found it in the woods and put it here for safekeeping."
"Good idea. You are very clever, my friend."
"Thank you. Come in and let's eat."
Raven hopped into the log and Coyote followed him. It was a tight fit for Coyote, but he was able to squeeze in. Raven took a few pecks at the badger and then said,
"Oh, I'm already full. Can you manage the rest?"
"Of course I can. Thank you for sharing with me."
"Any time, my friend. I'm going to be off now. I will see you tonight at the gathering."
"Oh, don't worry. I'll be there this time."
Raven hopped out the other end of the log.
"Oh, be careful, Coyote. Don't move too much. The log seems a little unsteady."
"I'll be all right. I'll hardly move at all."
Raven then made sounds of flapping so that Coyote thought he flew away. Then he came back and gave the log a kick. The log rolled down the hill with Coyote in it. Round and round the log went, bouncing on each and every rock. Coyote was twirling over and over.
"Oh, help! The world is running away with me."
The log bounced off the edge of a cliff and fell into the river below. The log and Coyote floated far away. By the time the log came to land and Coyote climbed out of it, he was so far away it took him a whole day to walk back. Meanwhile, Raven sang to his heart's content all night long. Everyone asked him to sing song after song. He sang all the old songs he knew. Everyone said his voice was so wonderful. On his long walk back, Coyote began to think.
"I don't believe it. I have missed the gathering twice now. If only Raven had not offered me that badger. That's funny. Last time I missed the gathering because Raven gave me the magic rock. Both times Raven had something for me, something which seemed generous at first, but ended up causing a lot of trouble for me. But why? Does Raven want me to miss the gatherings? And if so, why? Could he have a special woman there that I have stolen away? No. Have I played a trick on him lately? No, I don't believe I have. Well, maybe I will just have to watch my good friend closely and see if I can find an answer.
When Coyote returned, he looked for Rabbit. Rabbit always went to the gatherings and loved to talk.
Good day to you, Rabbit.
Oh, good day to you, Coyote. We missed you at our last gatherings. Is something wrong?
No, my friend, no. I've just been very busy.
Well, tell me, how were the last gatherings?
Oh, they were good. They were very, very, very good. Since you were not there, Raven sang instead all night both times. He has such a beautiful voice, don't you think so?
Oh, yes, yes, I do. So he sang both times, all night long, eh?
Oh, yes, all night long. He sang all the old songs.
Well, then I'm sorry I missed his singing. I guess he will sing all night at all the gatherings now.
Oh, no, Coyote, we still love to hear your songs. When you come back, we'll want to hear both you and Raven singing.
Oh, of course, of course. Well, I'll see you at the next gathering, then. Good day, Rabbit.
Oh, good day to you, Coyote.
Coyote spent the next few weeks keeping a close eye on Raven. As the time for the next gathering grew closer, Coyote became like Raven's shadow, never leaving him but not always being seen. On the morning of the gathering, Coyote followed Raven to Owl's home. Raven and Owl spoke for a little while, and then Owl gave Raven some berries and roots. Raven flew off singing to himself. As soon as Raven was out of sight, Coyote approached Owl.
Good day to you, friend Owl.
Oh, good day, Coyote. How may I help you?
Oh, I'm just looking for Raven. I was supposed to meet him here this morning, but I have not seen him.
Well, you actually just missed Raven. He was here, but I believe he's gone home.
He was here? Just now? Oh, and I missed him. I guess I'm just too slow. He was here just to chat and pass the time while waiting for me, and now I have missed him.
Oh, he was here also to ask me about some medicine. He says he's had trouble sleeping lately.
Oh, so you gave him some medicine?
Of course.
You know, I've had some trouble too, now that you mention it. What kind of medicine was it?
Oh, a mixture of tree roots and wild berries.
Is it powerful?
Oh, yes, very powerful. Even a small sip would make you sleep for at least a day.
You know, I may indeed need some later, but I don't want to miss the gathering tonight.
Ooh, when you're ready, come back, and I'll be happy to help you.
Well, thank you, friend Owl. Good day.
Good day, Coyote.
With that, Coyote returned home. He was not sure if Raven was really trying to stop him from attending the gatherings, so he decided to wait and see if Raven came by and tried to give him a sleeping potion. Raven had flown home with the ingredients Owl had given him. He measured everything the way Owl had informed him. Then he ground up the berries and roots and mixed them together with water. He took the juice and poured it into a small water skin he had.
Now to bring this to Coyote. After he drinks it, he will sleep like a baby, and I will get to sing all night again.
Raven hung the water skin around his neck and flew off looking for Coyote. Just after noon, Raven came flapping down in front of Coyote's home.
Hello, Coyote, are you in?
Just one moment,
Coyote called out from inside his house.
Coyote came out smiling and said, Good day, Raven, how are you today?
I am fine, Coyote. I was just passing through and thought I would have you try a new drink I have invented. It is very good and relaxing.
Really? That sounds wonderful. I would be more than happy to try your drink.
Raven handed the drink to Coyote. Coyote opened the water skin and took a deep sniff. Coyote thought to himself,
I smell wild berries and roots. Raven is trying to keep me away from the gathering. Well, I will just have to do something about that.
Then Coyote smiled and said to Raven,
this smells so good. I cannot wait to taste it.
Holding his finger over the opening, Coyote pretended to take a long drink. Gulp after gulp he made as Raven stood there smiling. Then Coyote opened his eyes very wide and looked at Raven in alarm.
Wait, my friend. I think I taste wild berries in here.
Oh, yes, Coyote, there are wild berries in the drink.
Oh, cruel fate! Wild berries are the only things that can kill me. I fear I am done for.
And with that, Coyote very dramatically swooned this way and that, and finally fell to the ground, making sure to spill the juice so Raven could not tell he had not had any.
Coyote? Coyote! No, don't be dead. Please tell me you're all right.
Coyote just lay on the ground with his tongue hanging out. He tried not to breathe, and even tried to puff himself up a little, like many dead things do.
"Oh, no! I have killed my friend! I only wanted to sing, not hurt him! Farewell, my dear friend Coyote! May you find peace in the next world!"
Raven then took Coyote, wrapped him in a blanket, and buried him nearby, hoping that nobody would find him. After he dusted the dirt from his wings, Raven flew off. Coyote waited a few minutes and then crawled out of the ground.
"Oh, do not be sad, my friend. I will surely see you tonight at the gathering."
Coyote went to a nearby mud pit and covered himself from head to foot. He used the mud to make his hair stand up in many different directions, and when the mud dried, it gave him a grayish, ghostly appearance. Coyote waited until it was dark before heading off. At the gathering, Raven was a little nervous. Others were asking him if he had seen Coyote, and if he knew if Coyote was coming. Raven kept saying he had not seen Coyote at all that day. When it came time for the singing, everyone asked Raven to sing. He got up and started to sing a very sad song about a fallen hero. As he was singing, Coyote snuck up behind the others and slowly stood up. From where Coyote stood, only Raven could see him. Raven's eyes went large with fright as Coyote lifted a ghastly white paw and pointed at Raven. Raven lost his voice.
"What's wrong, Raven? Why do you stop?" all the others asked. Raven pointed at Coyote and started to say, "Coyote!" But all that came out was, "Kai! Kai!"
When the others turned around, Coyote was gone. Raven thought he must be seeing things and started to sing again. As he did, Coyote climbed into a tree and sat in the branches. As Raven sang about the moon hanging in the sky, Coyote lowered his head down from the branches. Raven watched as Coyote's upside-down head came into view. From the look of it, Raven thought it was just a head floating in the air. Raven froze again and his voice trailed off.
"What is it, Raven? What do you see?" all the others asked.
Once again, Raven raised a trembling wing and pointed. He was trying to say Coyote, but all that came out was, "Kai! Kai!" The others turned around and saw nothing, for Coyote had climbed back into the tree.
Coyote then crept around to where Raven stood.
Raven tried to calm himself and sing again, but as soon as he opened his beak, Coyote was right there, saying in a ghostly whisper,
"Raven, how could you kill me? And just to sing, oh, Raven, how could you?"
Raven started to scream, "Caw, caw!" and pointed wildly. Coyote started to move closer to Raven, and Raven became so frightened he flew away screaming as he went off. All the others looked, and when they saw Coyote, they started to laugh. "Oh, Coyote, you with your tricks! How could you scare Raven like that? Poor Raven! Wait until he finds out it was only a joke. Welcome back, Coyote. We missed you." They asked Coyote to sing that night, and he did. Coyote sang until the sun had risen high in the sky. He sang about being tricked with the magic rock, being stuck in the log, and also drinking the sleeping potion. Everyone laughed and applauded for Coyote. Raven did learn later that it was just a trick, but he had been so frightened that he had lost his beautiful voice. Now, any time he tried to sing, all that came out was,
"Caw! Caw!"
And that is why Raven does not sing.